Okay, we're picking up four lines from the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks the following question. By my name, Rav Chista. They asked a question from Rav Chista. Misha achal v'shasa v'lo birech. Someone who ate and drank and forgot to make a bracha beforehand. Ma'u shiachzer v'rach. So should he now make a bracha if he's going to continue eating and drinking? Amar Luz, Rav Chista responded to them. Misha al chashum v'recha nodef. If someone eats garlic, so his breath is smelly, it's a bad breath, yachzer v'yachol shum acher k'dei sh'recha nodef, should he go back and eat another more garlic so that his breath will smell even worse? Meaning that if you're saying that someone didn't make a bracha, you should make things worse by continuing to eat without a bracha. Obviously, you should for sure say a bracha. Okay, so Achronim asked Akasha, what was even the havamin of the Gemara? The Gemara wasn't sure that if you're continuing to eat, you should make a bracha. So they explained, some Achronim I saw brought down, that maybe the havamina was that bracha is on your entire achila. That was the havamina, that your entire achila is covered by the food, and once you already started eating, that's already your shame achila. That was the havamina. Either way, the Gemara is rejecting that. Obviously, if you're continuing to eat, you should make a bracha. So now the Gemara says, diuk from Rav Chista. The Gemara says, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Hilka chafilu gamar sudasam. Even someone who finishes his meal, yachzer v'yavarech, should go back and say a bracha. Distanya, because we have a braisa that says, tava va'ala. If someone goes to the mikveh, and then he comes up already, and he forgot to make a bracha, so then the Gemara says, Amar ba'omer ba'aliyoso, then when he still gets up, you say the bracha of Baruch Hashem Kedushanu Tzavanu al hatfila. So that at that point, you would make the bracha of going to the mikvah. So the Gemara says that that's not a fair comparison to the two, because the Gemara says, Velohi hasam yikara gavra l'chazev. He was not able to make a bracha before and when he went to the mikvah. However, hasam yikara gavra l'chazev. Over here, he is considered fit to make a bracha, he just forgot. Since he finished eating and he already forgot about it, then you're not able at that point to make a bracha, and it's different fundamentally than a tvila immersion in the mikvah. The question is, which mikvah are we talking about that a person is lo chazi? So Rashi says we're talking about a balkeri. Tosva says, no, we're not talking about balkeri, we're talking about a ger. A ger who's a non-Jew. Non-Jew doesn't make a bracha. So at what point can the non-Jew make a bracha is only after they dip, at least the first time, until they become Jewish. So therefore, they make the bracha after. And Tosfos says, based on that, an important halacha, which is very nogeh halacha maisa, is that based on that, we say all the tefillahs should be done right after one goes to the mikvah. And that's the psak of Tosos, the Reis has a Simsachim, and that's the psak of the Tur, and that's what actually the Ramah paskins Shulchan Aruch. However, the Shulchan Aruch itself disagrees, and Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, that you do it beforehand. Nowadays, we don't really do like the Ramah fully, we try to do Pshar. A lot of people have the minhag to do like the Shla, which is you dip once, then you make the bracha, do the after. And this way, if you had kavana in the first one, that you might not be able to do the fila of Shulchan Aruch, so then you're doing it, you're getting both shitas. But either way, this is very nogei halacha l'maisa. And Tosfos also quote Netilas Yadayim. This is all the time. The Minhag Olam does that, is Netilas Yadayim, because our hands aren't clean beforehand, so we make the bracha after washing. Really, you're supposed to make all the brachas over l'asiyas, and every single bracha is supposed to be done right before you do the mitzvah. So these are exceptions to the rule, is tefillah maybe in Fernida, but definitely tefillah's ger. And the question of Netilas Yadayim as well is a big shaila, and that's what we do l'maisa. Some quoted by the Beis Yosef says, no, if a person knows his hands are clean, you can make the bracha before. If Shechter does that, that doesn't seem to be the main minhag olam, but that is all exceptions to the rule of olas yadas. And there's one more exception, just to point out, as we mentioned the exceptions, the only one more I'm aware of is shechita, that if you have a safek, if something is kosher, there are more rules, you should only make the bracha on the shechita after you find out that the shechita was valid, if you really have a real valid safek beforehand. And that's also a question in the Rabbi Kivager disagrees over there. So those are the exceptions to the rule of over lasiyas. And by the way, the Gemara rejects the comparison between the two cases and says that in a situation where you don't eat and you forgot and you already finished eating, you would not make a bracha anymore. It is more now. Tanur Rabbanan. Asparagus yafe leva tov le'naim. So once we mentioned before, the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, why we mentioned this whole thing, is because this is similar to the case of the bread. Once we mentioned about what bread was good for, the halachas of bread, we mentioned this thing of asparagus. We're going to see what is asparagus. So it's not what you would think is asparagus in English. Rather, it's a drink that has wine in it. And it was either mixed with some form in the Rashbam. The Lakuti Rashi here quotes the Rashbam in Psachim, I think, yeah. In Psachim Kofiyot, the Rashbam says it means that it was mixed with beets. However, over here, the Gemara seems to say it was also mixed with like beer. It could be mixed with anything. Some wine, very strong wine, mixed with these other elements. So the Gemara says over here, the Braisa, that it's good for the eyes, and it's good for your stomach as well. Someone who's accustomed to drinking it, it's very healthy for him and his entire body. Whoever once gets drunk, it's not good for him and not healthy. The Gemara says now, since it's beneficial for the heart, we see we're dealing with wine. That's obviously what this asparagus contains. It definitely has wine. The Braisa said that it's definitely good for your stomach. So we see that it's good for your stomach. But wait a second. We said that it's only good for le'at yafe. Asparagus is with this wine is good for le'at. What is le'at? Rashi says it's a mnemonic. It's an acronym for what? Lev, ayin, and tchol. So your heart, your eye, and your spleen. That's le'at. And however, le'ramat kasha. It's not good for Ramat, Rashi says, is an acronym for Rosh, Me'ayim, and Tachtonis, for your head, for your stomach, and for hemorrhoids. It's not good for those things. So the Gemara says, we over here, Astira, because it's not good for those things that we see, Ramat Kasha, says the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Kitanehi, when the Braisa was, the first Braisa said that it's good for all of the Lechol Gufo, it's good for your entire body, right? We said that it's good for your entire body originally. That, when is it good for your entire body? If it's Miyushan, if it's talking about aged wine, that is very healthy for you. However, if it's not from aged wine, then it would be good for Lila'at, an acronym there, but it would be bad for Amat, which was, again, your Rosh, Me'ayim, and Taftonis, would be bad for those things, okay? So we assume, but if it was old wine, it would be healthy for your entire body. Ketunus Gemara, a raya from the Mishnah, Kedistan, the Mishnah says, Konem Yain Shani Toim. Konem is always a Lashon of Nedava, like Korban. You're saying, it's usher to me like a Korban for the following. That was always, if you go with the Mishnah, the Gemara Nedarim all time has Lashon of Konem. So that means the person says, I'm not having any wine, Shayayin Kashel of Ne'ayin, because wine is bad for your stomach, for your inside, for your intestines. So Amru Lo. So they said, the people who heard him making this neder, they said, Valoma Yushin Yafel of Ne'ayin. What do you mean? But old wine, right? Old wine is very good for your stomach. Vishasak. So then he was, the person agreed, said, you're actually right. So the Gemara says, Asr v'chadash and muta b'yashan. He's forbidden to drink new wine, and he'd be permitted to drink old wine, because old wine is healthy. So we see over here, Shpamina, that is correct, that old wine is good for the entire body, and kol shekein in the intestines, and in your whole stomach, and therefore, it would make sense that asparagus is also beneficial for your entire body, and also your stomach, and therefore we answered over here, the kasha. What is considered old wine? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, which says that it's 3, which is really 2 years and 1 day, is considered old wine for this purpose. Okay, Gemara continues now. Taner Rabbanan, Shishu Dvarim Nemru B'Asparagus. Again, continuing the discussion of this asparagus, there's 6 things that we discuss with it. Ein Shosun Elok Shul Chayu Malay. You only drink it if it's undiluted and it's full. So unlike we saw the Mishnah, that undiluted is a secondary level. It's not good. So here, when it comes to this asparagus, that it is actually healthy though to have it in its fully and undiluted form. The kablo could be amino mashosav is smaller. You accept it in your right hand and you drink it with your left hand. Don't speak after drinking it, and you don't interrupt while drinking it. Okay, these are all things that we're assuming because it's not healthy for it, and we don't understand the full yisodos of the Gemara over here. But that's what the Gemara says. And after drinking it, you're only supposed to give it back to the person who gave it to you. Virak acharav, and supposed to spit after drinking it. And you only drink it with the type of food that it was made with. Example: if it was made with, it was like a date beer, as we'll see examples of Rashi quotes, like a date beer wine, then you should have a date afterwards. So the Gemara asks a kasha, and the Gemara v'atanya, ein somchono sola b'pas, what do you mean? One is supposed to have afterwards bread after it, and not necessarily bimino, whatever it was made of. So the Gemara answers, no, lo kasha, ha b'decham, ra b'deshichra. No, in a situation where you're having it stam with wine, then the halacha is actually you should have bread. So regular asparagus made from wine with only grapes on the side, that would be a situation when you have it with bread. However, b'deshichra, in a situation where you're making a beer, not out of wheat, obviously, because then it would also be bread. Rather, Rashi points out, we're talking about asparagus made of figs or made of other things like dates or something like that. You would eat dates or figs afterwards. So the Gemara now quotes another stira with regards to this asparagus. Tanachada, one b'raisa taught l'lat yafe and l'ramat kasha, that it's good for la'at, again, for your lave, for your enayim, and for your tchol, which is your spleen, right? Heart, eyes, and spleen. The ramat, kasha. But it's bad for your ramat. Again, rosh, me'ayim, and tachtonius. So the Gemara says, "V'tani idach l'ramat yafe l'lat kasha." When another brisa says the exact opposite. So how are we going to answer this? The Gemara answers, "Lo kasha habedechar mabedeshechra." The brisa that we're saying that where it says it's good, that is for la'at. And for Amat, that's dealing with when it's made from wine. However, is Shichra, then it's going to be good with it's going to be good with Ramat, again, Rosh Me'ayim, Tachtonis, and it's going to be bad with Le'at, Lev, Enayim, and Tuchol. Okay, that's what the Gemara answers. The Gemara continues now. Tanechada, again, another stira with regards to the asparagus. If one spits after drinking it, it's very bad for you. It's very unhealthy. You're going to harm you. Another brisa says, if you don't spit after it, you are going to be, harmed. So which is it? So whereas, again, the one that says that it's harmful to spit after it is referring to one made out of wine. The one that says that it's harmful to not spit, meaning that you should be spitting, is dealing with the asparagus that's made from beer. Amar Avashi, the Gemara continues, Hashta de Armait lo rak achar av loke, now that you said that one who doesn't spit after drinking is going to be harmed, me meyamav nizrakin afil b'fnei ha-melech. Since we see that it's a pikuach nefesh, it's something that's to deal with health, even before a king, you should be spitting and getting it out of there. Okay? Amar Arbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Bishmael ben Elisha, Shlosh Zvarim, Sachli Suriel Sarapim. Three things were told me by Suriel Sarapim. Rashi says it was a chashuv malach in the, direct access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, what did he tell him? Al tito chalukha b'sharchus b'yad ha-shamash v'telbash. Don't take your shirt directly from your the person who's serving you, someone who works for you, and get dressed with it. Rather, you should do it by yourself. Go get your shirt by yourself. Al tito yadcha mishalon nata adavin. Don't have your hands washed by someone who's not washed your hands. By the way, all these things are quoted at least by Shulchan Aruch, sometimes by Nosi Kelim of Shulchan Aruch. Like the first one, I don't think it's called by Shulchan Aruch, it's Levush Yisra. The second one is quoted by Farish, I think, in Shulchan Aruch. The Altiach Sorok Asparagus El Lamisha Nasno Lecha. And don't return the asparagus cup only to the one who gave it to you. Mipnei She Tachsifis. Because Tachsifis, which Rashi points out as a group of Shadim, are going to come to you if you do that. But Amri La, others explain, Istalgadel Shemalche Chabala, Istalgis, which is the group of angels who can do destruction. They're waiting for you over there. I'm going to say, when is a person going to do one of these things? There's three things that the Malach HaMavis told me. The first thing is what we saw the name of Suriel said. Don't take your shirt in the morning from someone who works for you. Rather, you should take it by yourself. And don't have your hands washed other than by someone who hasn't washed his hands yet. Meaning he has to do his own until the time in the morning, and then he should wash your hands. The third one we didn't have. This was don't stand in front of women when they're returning from a funeral. The Satan over here is talking. The Malachavis is talking, saying that I'm over there. I dance with my sword over there. I have permission to harm anyone who I see over there by seeing women. Again, these are very deep things. We don't have full hasagas of why that is, but that's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara continues, if one does see these women, what does he do? What should he do? So Gemara suggests, Linchuk Medukhli Abrahamas. The first answer is to jump four Amos in his place. Ika Nara La Arba. If there's a river, he should cross the river. Ika Darka Khuina Lezaban. If there's another road, go on it. Meaning, try to avoid as much as possible. Ika Guda Leku Achora. And if there's a wall, he should stand behind the wall and let the woman pass him. Ve'ilo la'adar apiv l'meitma, and if he's not able to, and he's stuck, just end his pasuk. Vayomar shalom, ha'osata yigar b'chashem, ha'osata v'chav v'shalayim, alo za'un ma'butzayish. We say this pasuk by Kriyash Ma'alamit, to have the satan go away from me. Ad d'chalfi minei, until the woman pass him, and that pasuk hopefully will give him hashmir. Okay, the Gemara now is going back to Kos Shal Bracha, in end that we were discussing before. The Gemara says, Amar b'zeh, Amar b'bao, v'amar le'ram b'masnis atana, asar d'varim nemer b'kos shal bracha. 10 things are halachas that are said by kos shal bracha. Rashi says, a kos that we're benching over, that is the inyanim that we're discussing over here. However, the poskim bring down that's hu adin, this would be the din for everything. Kiddush, havdalah, all the kos shal bracha. First one is ta'on hadacha. It should be washed off and not be dirty. Shtifa and rinsing. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss the nekudas of shtifa over here. Chai, it has to be chai. So what is chai? There's a three way machlokas. I mean, there's more than three, but there's three main shittas over here with regards to chai, because we saw before it shouldn't be, it's chai literally means undiluted, but that's not the case. It should be opposite. It should be diluted. Rather, so some say it means that first you pour the undiluted and then you should pour water into it. The other option is that you should take fresh wine from the barrel, and that's considered chai, and that's actually quoted by Ramah, and Mishnah Berurah recommends being machmir for that, in our case would be a fresh cup, not something that was poured a long time ago. And I was wondering if there's a chumrah even to have a new bottle. I wasn't sure if that would be an extension of this. And then another explanation is that the cup itself should be chai, it should be whole, not contain any cracks. That's based on Tosfos. That is also quoted la'alacha, that you should have a full cup. Male should be full to the top. Itur, it also requires crowning around it. We're going to see what that means. V'ituf, and you should be covered. We're going to discuss that as well. Okay. Unotol b'shtei yadav, you should take the cup in both your hands. V'nosno b'yamin. And you should place the cup in your right hand to give it chashivus. Magmil menakarka tafach, you raise it up one tafach above the ground. Rashi points out why above the ground, because that's where you're eating. If you're eating like us, by on the table, it should be picked up one tafach above the table which you're eating. V'nosnan enav bo, you should look at it. We're going to see it because it gives you concentration. V'yesh omrim af b'shogim b'matal an shebeso. Also, there's said that you should give it to, Rashi points out, who's an shebeso, your wife, after Birkas HaMazon. We're going to see why, and the Gemara is going to talk a story about it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Anu Elanu Ela Arba Bilvad. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan said, only four of them are we makbid for. Hadacha Shtifa Chai Amala. We're makbid for washing, rinsing, that it should be chai, and the cup should be full. However, this is a big shaila. Is Rabbi Yochanan saying that the other ones aren't still mitzvah and a muvchar? Is Rabbi Yochanan coming to say the other ones aren't applicable at all? So, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah for sure quotes these other things as definitely lecharchila being machmir for all 10. As we're going to see, Atifa and all those in Yanim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, I mean, maybe not every single one, but I know for sure Atifa and the other ones, which is not listed, Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah Berurah does recommend being machmir for. So the Gemara now says, analyzing a few of these Nakudas, the Gemara says, Tana Hadach Bifnim. So washing, what's considered washing, is on the inside of the cup. Ushtifa Mechutz, rinse. Meant you should watch the outside of the cup. Both of those should be clean. Okay, so then the Gemara continues analyzing the fourth rule that we saw. Amar b'yochanan kol mevarach al kos male. Someone who makes a bracha on a full cup, nosnin lo nachala b'mitzarim. You're going to get inheritance without any boundaries. It's a very big bracha. Shenemar male birkas Hashem yam vidorom yarasha. It's a person's filled with Hashem's brachas, literally west. He's going to inherit this bracha. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Omer, Zocha v'nocha shnei olamim. He's going to be Zocha to shnei olamim, olamazev, olamhaba. Very big brachas for these inyanim. Okay, now the Gemara says, the fifth rule, what is iter? What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda me'atreo b'talmid. Rabbi Yossi says, you surround it with students when you say the brachas hamazon. That was his lashon of iter, meaning that the students were encircling Rabbi Yehuda like a crown. That was like a tira, like a crown. And that was showing respect towards the bracha. Okay, Rav Chista Maturle bin Atila. Rav Chista would crown it with cups, with other cups filled with wine. So this, I guess, is not, I don't really see people, too many people doing this at all. So maybe this part actually is not la'alacha. However, the other ones are, so it's interesting. The Gemara says, Amri b'chanan v'chaye, and should be done with pure wine, if they're being surrounded, not diluted wine. Amri v'sheshes b'rchas ha'aretz, and should be done dafka by the second bracha of b'rchas ha'aretz. Okay. Now going back to the sixth rule, what is itu? For a papa, ma'atif yater, papa would wrap himself and sit again with his, over his head. He would wrap himself, with like a jacket. And Ravasi parisuja reshi. Ravasi would wear his scarf over his head like an atifa, like wearing, would be equivalent of a hat. So that is quoted in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says one should wear his jacket and one should wear his hat. So if someone is knowing to wear a hat for davening and for those things, then he should be wearing it also for Birkas Mazon, if one's be machmer for the Mishnah Berurah according to the Magen Avraham. And also in general, if someone has a davening jacket or Shabbos for sure, let's say, where people wear jackets, according to Mishnah Berurah for sure, everyone should try to be wearing a jacket for benching. That's what he quotes this halacha for sure. Not but shtei adav. What about holding it with two hands? It's a pasuk. You're plural. Lift your hands in holiness and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So lifting your hands, both hands should be part of the bracha. That's why you hold it with two. That's why I think the minhag developed. Some chassidim do this, is that they accept it with two hands and then hold it with one. That would be similar to this. Is that this concept of having it with two hands? Okay. The Mishnah continues on the eighth row. V'nosno liyamin. And then you should put it in your right hand. Amar Abichia bar Avram Reuchanan Rishonim Shalah. The first ones had a shaila. What was their shaila? Small maush to say aliyamin. Are you allowed to keep holding it during benching with your left hand, basically helping on, holding the right hand? You're holding it in your right hand, but the left hand's like holding it, assisting it on the left hand. So it says in Gemara, Amar Avashi, Hoel v'Rishonim, Bivayelu v'Loishapil, since the Rishonim had this kasha, Anan na'avid l'chumra. This should be something that we're machmir on, because we don't know, because they didn't know, so therefore you should just just hold it with your right hand, that is called a chachila as well. A person should only holding it with his right hand during the benching. Magbiel min akarka tefach, you pick it up one tefach from the ground. Amar vachav Rabbi Chanina, Maikra, what is the source of this pasuk? Kos Yeshua says, v'shem Hashem ekra. Raise my hand up, right? Raise it up. So you're raising up the kos of v'shem Hashem ekra, kolat Hashem, that is referring to the benching over here. Why? The Gemara is answering now the last rule, v'nosen inavbo, you should look at the cup while you're making the bracham. Why? It's going to have good kavanah. You should be looking at the cup while you do this. Again, halacha as well. Person should be looking into the cup. So the Gemara now has one more line. Oh, this was the last. Sorry, this is the last halacha. If a person wants to give it as a gift to his household, meaning his wife, we saw that Rashi said, that his wife should get the bracha of the kos shabracha, right? Rashi says, Ayesar Ashtecha, and the pasuk over there, Rashi quotes because they wanted to give the Malach, wanted to give the Kol Shel Bracha to Sarah from the Birchas Hamazon. It's already in early Takanah. Sarah Imenu was having the Kol Shel Bracha. Okay, now the Gemara is going to say a story about this. Ula Ikla Rev Nachman. Ukla went to the house of Rev Nachman. Karach Rifta Berach Birchas Mazonis. So they're eating together, they're in benching. Yaev Lei Kos de Birchas Rev Nachman. He gave the cup of wine to Rev Nachman so that he should drink from it also. Amr Rev Nachman. Rev Nachman said to him, Lishadar Mer Kos de Birchas Yalta. So also, can you make sure to give some to my wife, Yalta? Ula said, "Hachim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you don't need to. Ain't Ribino Shel Ish and Barach El Ribino Shel Ish. That when the husband drinks, it's Kilu the bracha is going to go to the woman because she gets the bracha through the husband's stomach. How do I know this? Shenemar Barach Ribinecha. The pasuk says that you'll bless the fruits of your stomach." Pre-bitna lo nemar. It doesn't say pre-bitna in the lashon of nekeva. Bitna would imply that it's feminine. However, it says ela pre-bitnecha, which is the lashon of masculine. So therefore, that if the husband is drinking, that's good enough. The woman doesn't need to drink. Tanim rahachi. The brisa seems to say a support for this. Rabbi Nasan Omer minayin she'in pre-bitna shel ish. Rabbi Baruch ela pre-bitna shel ish. That a woman is only getting bracha from a husband. Shenemar baruch pre-bitnecha pre-bitna lo nemar ela pre-bitnecha. The same exact rasha that bitna in the lashon of nekeva doesn't say rather pre-bitnecha from the husband. So then, what happened over here? Adahachi shami. Yalta heard all this going on. She was really upset by this, obviously, because you're going to see. Kama bisav alta levecharma. She went up and she went to the storage room. Vitivra visivra arba meos mea dane de charma. She went over there and she broke 400 barrels of Rav Nachman's wine. So obviously she was not happy with this. Amar le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Nishadale mar kosa achvina. Maybe it's a good idea that we should go give her a cup of a wine, another cup to make her happy. We see also his godless over here. His wife just broke 400 barrels of your wine. Your first response is maybe we should make sure she's happy with a cup of wine. I don't know how many husbands would have that reaction. Okay, we see that was probably why he was the gadol dor. Shalach lei kol hay navga divercha sahib. So Ula sent her another cup, and he gave her the message that this is a tashlumen for what we didn't give you. Shalach lei yalta responded umimharde mile. You guys are, you're speaking, Mehadre is the lashon of a peddler. So they're speaking, you guys are like peddlers, with speaking with the stupid words, silly words. And when something, when you have like a smartut, is like a rag. When something that's old, kalme, then they're gonna come and make lice. So we see that she was obviously meaning, she was saying that your words are meaningless, I don't care, and I'm not going to be satisfied with that, okay? So she was not happy. Amar Avasi, Ein Masichin Al Kol Shel Bracha. Another halacha, one doesn't speak once one picks up the Kol Shel Bracha and he starts to bench. That's how Rashi and Tosfos understand. However, there are later shitas that assume that once you pick it up, even if you didn't start saying any words yet, already at that point nobody should be speaking. The Mishnah Berurah recommends being machmir for that shita as well. The Amar Ravasi, Ein Mevarchin Al Kol Shel Pornos. One doesn't make a bracha on a cup of literally disaster, bad things. So what does that mean? My Kol Shel Pornos, what is this cup of bad things or disaster? Person drinks the second cup in the meal. So what is the issue with that? The Gemara in Psachim, I think it is. Yeah, the Gemara in Psachim says that a person who drinks two cups together, shadim, demons are going to come on him. Tanim Hachi says a brisa support for this. Ashosik fine leivarch. One who drinks in pairs shouldn't bench. Why not? Mishum shenemar hikol nekras alakach avad masakin. You should prepare yourself when you're doing avodas Hashem. And this guy's not prepared because he's doing something that's allowing shadim and demons to come to the meal. Again, we do not know how these work and what is exactly the situation when they come. But that's what the Gemara says about these in Yanim. The Gemara ends off with this last halacha in the seventh parak now. One who is eating while he's walking, then you should at least stop standing still while you're benching. When you're standing still, you should be sitting. If you're reclining while you are eating, then Yoshev and Mavarech. then you should sit dafka. And the Gemara says that that's not how we paskin. We paskin the following: Hilchos Abdechula Yoshim Varech. The lacha is that we sit for all of them during Birchas Hamazon, that we make you sit and say all of them, and not even if you're standing while eating, if you're walking while eating, if you're whatever it is, you should sit down and say the benching in that situation. And however, b'di'evad, the Rama says if you were accidentally walking around in your room or something like that, then that would be b'di'evad okay. Lashina Maku might be something else, but for assume right now that you're walking around your house, which you're not supposed to do b'di'evad lechatchila, b'di'evad Rama says you would be yotze. Okay, hajnalach shosha achlu, hajnalach shosha achlu, hajnalach shosha achlu. Okay, only two more prakim, very, very exciting. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off, okay. Elu dvarim shebein beis shamai uvein beis hillel besuda. So these are going to be my big machlokas when it comes to a meal. What should be the proper procedure for all these things? And now the Gemara is going to mention every single one, the yisod machlokas. So we're just going to translate over here, and then when the Gemara analyzes it, we'll get into the whole sugya. The Gemara says now, first one, beis shamai omrei. The Mishnah says beis shamai omrei mevarach al yom. First, you make the bracha on mekadesh Shabbos, and then rakam acharayim. Then you'll say the bracha bor per agafen. Beis hillel omrei mevarach al yain, mevarach al yom. Now, first you say bor per agafen, and then you say, "Share kiddushanu b'tavar b'tavanu v'shabas kachoh," as we do. Bishamai second machlokas. Bishamai says, "Not lemi adayim." First, you wash your hands. This is they used to drink wine before the meal, right? So according to Bishamai, you first wash your hands for the bread and also drink the kofar. Then you pour the cup and you drink it, and then you don't have to wash your hands again, and you're good for the meal. Beis Hillel says, "No, mosgunos lekos." First, you pour the cup and you drink the cup. Then after that, you'll wash for bread. Third machlokas, Beishamai Omrim, Mekaneach Yadavim Papa. You wash your hand, after you washes for bread, you wipe your hands with the napkin, and Manicha Lashulchan, you leave it on the table. Beis Hillel Omrim, no, you put it on the kesses, you put it on the cushion, which is next to the chair that you're reclining on. The Gemara is going to mention in the Batuma Vitara, the Yisod of Machlokas. Beishamai Omrim, Mechavdin Asabayas, the end of the meal, you sweep the room first, then afterwards, you wash your hands, meaning of my machronim, because we're going to be afraid it goes on the ochlen. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss. Beis Hillel Omrim, not liadayim. You first wash your hands, and then then you'll clean up the room. Okay, face the focus. So now, if you only have one cup of wine for Shalashuddha's time, and you're making Avdallah as well, so what do you do? Beishamai says you first make the bracha Bormayesh, then bench, then make a bor b'samim, and then you make Avdallah, and that should be the order. Beis Hillel says, Nera b'samim mazun Avdallah. Beis Hillel say that you say first Bormayesh, then bor b'samim, then bench, and then say Avdallah. Okay, then the next Mishnah, sixth Machlokas over here. Bichami says, Shebara Moraish, Lashon in the Avar. Shebara is he created fire, the fire illuminates us, right? Illumination of fire. And Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel Borei Meorei Ha'ish, he creates the illumination of fire in the Lashon of Hove. Then we have more Machlokas over here. Ein Varchin al Aner, I think we're done with Machlokas Bichami Beis Hillel. Now we're going on. You don't make a bracha on the flame or the spice, the fragrances of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, velo al haner velo besamim shel mesim, and also not of the candle, all of the besamim, the smells of the mesim, because these are things that are isser to have hanah from. Velo al haner velo besamim shel avodah zarah, not for avodah zarah, which obviously in merachin al haner she also the oro, and you don't make the bracha of bor merayish until you start having hanah from it. Again, Gemara is going to discuss all of these in yanim. Misha achu v'shachu v'larech. Now, if one forgot to bench and he already is in another place, Bichami says Bichami achzer l'malkum v'ivarech. You should go back and bench where you ate. It's okay to make a bracha where you are right now. To what point does one allow to bench if you forgot? Until you fully digest your food. Gemara doesn't discuss at what point that is. Last machlokas, balan yain achar amazon. If you get the wine at the end of the meal, so before you actually started benching him, ain't shamela kosech, you only have one. Beit Shammai says, mevarach al yain, you're allowed to make the bracha on the wine at that point. Mevarach al mazon. Then you make the bracha on benching, meaning you don't have to bench al kos. Gemara's going to ask about this. Beis Hillel omrim, mevarach al mazon, mevarach al yain. No, you should keep that cup and you should first bench, and then you hold the ball, and then you make the bracha bor per gafen afterwards. Now you can say amen after Yisrael who makes a bracha. However, again, we're suffic about these kutim. Again, the ones who converted, and we don't remember exactly if they're really fully Jewish or not. So if they say a full bracha, we'd say amen to them, because then we know that it's MS. If not, we would not say amen. Continues the Gemara now. Tanur Rabbanan, quoting a brisa expounding upon the Mishnah, Devarim Shebein Bishamei Beisila Basuda. So these are the things between Bishamei Beisila and the meal. Bishamei Omri Mevarach Al Yom, you make the bracha first on Shabbos, and then you make the bracha of Bor Per Agafen, and Rachamach Al Yayin. Shayom Gorim Liyam Shavu. What's now? It says there's Svara. What's their Svara? Why am I making a Kiddush right now? Because the day is causing the wine to come, and therefore, since the day is causing the wine to come, I should make the bracha on the wine first. It's only fit. And another reason, Kfar Kiddush Vayom Vadayin Yain Laba. And also, what comes first? The Kiddusha of Shabbos is first, and I haven't said, you don't say Kiddush right away, meaning you're either your Makabel Shabbos or Tseis HaKochavim immediately comes. That creates a Chalos Shabbos, and therefore you don't make Kiddush yet, so therefore we see that it should be more Chashiv to make the Bracha on Shabbos first. Beitzilo argues, Beitzilo says, Omrim, no, Mivarach HaLayayin, Varachak Varach HaLayom, Shayayin Gorm LeKiddusha Tomer. The only reason you can make a Kiddush right now is because you have wine, Rashi just points out, or bread, meaning you have something else, wine or bread, the two, Gemara Pesachim says bread explicitly is an exception. So, but either way, that you're only allowed to make Kiddush. You can't make Kiddush if you don't have wine or bread. You're not yotze the Kiddush. So if that's the case, then you should be making it on the wine because that's the reason you're making this special chash of Kiddush. Davar acher brechas hayayin tadir. Another svara beis hillel give is because wine is more frequent, and we know the famous halacha brechas hayom ina tadira. You only have wine. You only have Shabbos. You only make the brach of Kiddush on Friday nights, one time a week. And what's that? Halacha tadir v'shena tadir kodem. That when you have something that's common and something that's less common, you make the brach on the thing that is more common. The Gemara learns it out from the korbanos that the korban tamid shel shachar is always done before korban shel musaf, and because it was more often, you don't have more every day. You had a shachar, every day tamid shel shachar, and not every day you have a musaf. Only Shabbos and Tom of Rosh Chodesh, etc. And the Gemara says over here that the price ends off halacha de Beis Hillel. So the Gemara now asks, why did Beis Hillel feel the need to give a second svara? Was their first svara not enough that the fact that you have wine is the creating the chiyuv to make the brach to making the kiddush? So says the Gemara, reason v'chite mahazam tardev hadachada. No, Beis Shammai gave two svaras. Right, again, the two svaras were that one is that the you have first. The yom is goring that the wine should come. The yom is goring the wine in the first place. And the second one is that the Shabbos comes first before you actually make Kiddush. And Beis Hillel only gave one response to that, that the yain is the reason that you're making the Kiddush. So maybe you would have thought we should pass on like Beis Shammai. Hachaname tartininu. So therefore, the Gemara says, davar acher, to quote that really Beis Hillel has two good svaras as well to match up with Beis Shammai's two good svaras. Brechas yain tadira, brechas yom yain tadira, tadir v'shino tadir. And that's why they give the svara of tadiras. And the Gemara ends off, halachka de Beis Hillel. Gemara asks, now, why do you have to say halachka de Beis Hillel? Pshita, that's obvious. To Anafka Basko, we know the famous Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara for 3 years they were arguing with Shammai Beis Hillel, and then Basko came out and said, right? The Gemara says halacha is kedivrei Beis Hillel, elav elav divrei Elokim Chaim, and halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. That they're both Hashem wanted both of them to be taught, and both of them are Elokim Chaim from Hashem. However, the halacha follows Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says two answers. Ibai Seima Kodem Basko. The first answer you could say that this the fact that Brisa was before they heard this Basko, that's why he has to paskin like Beis Hillel formally. The Ibai Seima Alachar Basko. You could say that it's after Basko, but Rabbi Yeshua in Mashgichim Basko. The opinion is following Rabbi Yeshua that says we do not listen to a Basko, we don't paskin like a Basko. Therefore, we needed to actually paskin every single situation like Beis Hillel formally and not just from the Baskel. Adkan for today. Shkach.